Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. Back in the saddle, took a loss after a little break with the Eiffel Tower episode. But you know
what,
Glenn?
I hate to see it.
I'm feeling it.
We're going to do great today.
Yeah.
I believe it in my heart. Which, you know, I can't imagine I would ever be wrong about anything. I'm on an undefeated Wordle streak. I've never lost.
Neither have I.
It was stressful for a while.
Sure.
Because it's like, well, now if I lose, I'm going to feel bad because I'm not undefeated. And then I'll like, no, then why would anyone love me if I don't get every answer in a puzzle game?
Yeah.
You know?
That no one would know that you didn't get it right unless you actively shared it.
Yeah. But now I'm still undefeated. Now it's to the point where, like, I think I'm just never going to die.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I can lose. I can never be bested. I know every five-letter word in the world, and I'm very good at this one thing, so that I, you know, it's still okay to love me.
I don't remember the Highlander TV series all that well, but I think it was basically that.
Just me being real good at Wordle?
And then, like, swords to cut people's heads off.
I do have a samurai sword that somebody gave me as a present.
Yeah, that tracks.
It's not, like, a real one, but, you know, if I swung it at a Highlander, it would hurt. I don't know if it would get the head right off, which I think is Highlander.
I think, yeah, that's how you have to that's how you kill the immortal.
But if you whack somebody in the neck with a skinny piece of metal, it's not going to feel great.
No, no, not in my experience.
Even if it's strontium, and then Zool comes.
Stop
from last
it.
Week, remember?
Stop
Let's
it.
Talk more about Ghostbusters.
God
lore.
Damn it. I thought we made a breakthrough talking about how we weren't going to bring that up before this.
No, I want to talk about it more.
All right, go ahead.
I don't really.
Good.
The little Stay Puft thing was a miss for me. I know people loved it, but there's no need. Hey, if you don't want to talk about Ghostbusters anymore, we are going to need an actual topic.
Okay, cool. Do we want to just, like, make one up, or should I wake my wife up, or, like, what do you want to do?
I don't think you should wake your wife up.
I don't know if she's even asleep. She might be.
It just seems like probably we shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Because she's nice and is late.
It'd be better if I
tired.
Woke her up than if you did. It'd be
oh, for sure.
Weird if you did it.
Yeah, it would be way more startling if I was like, hello.
Yeah. Oh, you do it like that, you bitch. Oh, that's so mean.
Well, I would have to do it as Batman.
Ah, well, yeah.
Man, I know people
the
are
knight
hyped for the new Batman.
Finger. What's that?
I know people are very excited about the new Batman. I don't think it looks very good. I'm going to say it. I don't think it looks very good.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the trailer before Spider-Man the other day. I don't know that I'm like hype for it, but I mean, they're gonna get my money.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
but I don't think it looks great.
I'm not expecting anything from it, so that's usually a good frame of
mind. I think
mind.
It's gonna be, like, I'm so burnt out on DC movies being terrible, like, I can't.
It is a very low bar that they have to get over, but, like, I think ultimately they try so hard, and, like, that's their worst. Like, it's just like, no, you I don't know.
All the movie versions lean into, like, the parts of Batman comics that I don't like.
Yeah,
I like sneaky smart Batman who's sneaking around solving mysteries.
Right.
I don't want suit of armor wearing tank driving Batman anymore.
Yeah.
But they love giving them to me time and time again.
My cat is eating garbage. In the
cats
corner.
Are getting in. Bagel is just loving chewing on that box.
Oh, God damn.
Bagel,
it.
You're a hero.
I don't know if the audio picked up or
probably
not.
Probably not.
It was very distracting to Glenn.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Nah,
he just
like
kind of like if you
like
are approaching like a high schooler and they try to make you like they do that jump forward thing.
That's what
your cat just did to me.
Oh wow, you're on notice.
It's like
so
he's
to bring it back,
slap my books out of my hands.
So we're not like you did a Facebook post. And
yeah,
we got
hot suggy jests.
All
right. I'm gonna need a number from 1 to 10.
4.
Okay. Haley O'Brien.
Oh, hi Haley.
Friend of the show wants to know about doorbells.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is a good one, I think.
It is a good one, because I have...
Because last week, Eiffel Tower, right? Great suggestion. We were never going to win. There's no way we know enough things about it. This one, kind of like a broad idea.
Who, yeah, like, who's the historian that dedicated their lives to doorbells? Like, I don't know. It's interesting. And what's interesting here, too, is you know this because you are one of the few people that has actually used it since we bought this house, is we have a manual doorbell. Like the little, it's a crank. You turn it, and it just works an analog bell. So, like, the concept of the doorbell, like, are we talking about the modern doorbell? You push a button, and it rings? Or are we talking about just a bell notify people you come?
Like, that's got to be so old.
So old? Like, when was the bell invented? Like, because you figure the invention of the bell at a very shortly thereafter, someone's like, hey, this would be a good way to get someone's attention.
Yeah. Pretty, you got to assume pretty shortly after they figured out metal.
Right. And then Doug was like, hey, put it by the door.
Yeah.
Like, why? Well, that way when someone's here, they can ring it.
Yeah, it'll just, like, hit it on their way in. I can
put some pants on.
So, yeah, I think you got to assume they're like, the earliest doorbell ever discovered was in Mesopotamia.
Or, like, the ruins of Pompeii.
Yeah, like, old. Well, because for a while there, I'm trying to think, like, you do need a house for the need for a doorbell to arrive.
You need a shelter.
You're going to put a doorbell on your tent?
You could fear, like, yeah, if, like, you have a big tent.
I'm not, I don't mean, like, quality of construction. No, but, I, like, even size. Let's
forget tents. A cave. You're living in a cave, and outside of the cave, there's, like, a little stump with a little bell on it.
Maybe.
It's completely plausible that that could have happened.
My doorbell doesn't work. And I have no desire to fix it because how dare you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we just bit the bullet and did the whole video camera doorbell thing.
Yeah.
Which I thought I was going to hate, and I do kind of hate that, like,
I just hate that anybody comes to my house that I don't know is going to be there.
Yeah. It calls, like, so these one that we have at least, like, the doorbell is, like, it calls my phone. It's like a phone call.
Yeah.
I hate that. But I like that there's a motion sensor, and anybody that comes on my porch, it records and all that stuff.
Sure.
Wow.
We had an electric one where you press the button and mm-hmm. it makes arguably the worst sound I've ever heard in my life, because it wasn't a bell. It was like a buzzer.
Oh, no. Like a wrong answer game show buzzer?
Like a wrong answer game show, but in hell. Like, it sounded genuinely like, it used to scare my daughter when it did work, like, yeah, on the rare occasion anybody rang it. So then when it stopped working, we're like, why would we fix this?
Who's the person that, like, made the doorbell Wikipedia entry?
Some Dorcas,
right?
Somebody, like, is, like, it someone that's what, like, what will be my legacy?
Or, like, my father helped create the first, like, commercial electric doorbell or some shit like that, right? So they want to, like, document it.
Yeah. Well, I think, so we should get into history. Like, first doorbell.
Is it just a bell? It's just a bell.
Just a bell that was by a door, you rang it on your way in.
Right, and it's not dissimilar to the old-timey, like, bells on strings that you pull cords in different rooms of a big mansion to notify servants. Yeah. Because, like, technically not a doorbell, but same concept, right? So.
Right. Because in those situations, if you have bells to ring servants, your servants are getting the door, right? You don't need a doorbell. You got somebody on lookout duty.
Well, there's a moment in time where someone's like, hey, old man, stop using door knockers. That's so old-fashioned. Get a bell.
I'm going to say,
because there's resistance. Ooh,
yeah, you know there's what?
Why? I don't need a bell. I got these giant metal door knockers in the shape of a fucking lion.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, I think the bell predates door knockers. But what I mean is, like, Jacob Marley door knocker. But okay. You got to think, before they figured out bells, they're like, hey, I'm going to whack this stick on this other stick by your door so you know I'm here.
Because the Because if you go even before the stick, then the process.
Or rock, I guess, would be louder.
Like,
I don't know.
I guess the precursor to that is just like literally like, Gary! Hey! Hey, Gary!
Phil! I'm here. Which is what I essentially do now if I go to anybody's house.
Right?
I went to Jaya Peck's house earlier today.
And
I knew I'd never been there before. I knew his address and apartment number. And I'm like, it's like the Wild West, just walking into a building I'm unfamiliar with. Oh, boy. But then I saw he had a buzzer thing, and I buzzed him. I rang his doorbell.
God, that story had everything. If I'm being honest, we don't deserve that kind of storytelling on this podcast.
Had buzzers. So, but I think we should get into how, like, the basics of like how these bad boys work. Like, the typical, you think, like...
You mean the electric ones?
I press a doorbell, I hear a couple notes of Frère Jacques or whatever. Right? So there's the button. This is the point. I don't know why I thought we should...
So there's wires.
There's wires connected to the button. It's to a box... Right, and then
usually as close to the door as possible.
Some of them, like the electric ones, play like a recording. Other ones have like actual bells in them.
Right.
There's no reason to explain this. People understand how fucking doorbells work. Oh, I thought this was going to be a better topic than I think it's turning out.
What's interesting to me is just the topic itself and how like unnecessary it is.
Do you like if somebody rings your doorbell? I rang your doorbell when I came in here.
Yeah. Do I like it?
But
no,
you knew
I
was
it.
Coming.
I knew you were coming. I had the light on. I also, like, the enclosed front porch that we have here is a game changer, too, right? Like,
yeah.
I've got original doorbells on that first door. I have
it does
string
feel
of,
a
little
weird.
I have a string of bells on the enclosed porch door, so when you open it, I hear those bells.
It does feel a little weird going into that first set of doors.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I trust me, delivery,
like,
delivery people are like 80% comfortable with it, but the 20% that don't, I want to slap them.
Like, if I was going to somebody's house that I wasn't as familiar with, I would probably not. I would have texted you and said, I'm outside.
Yeah, you wouldn't,
which I probably
you wouldn't have knocked on the door?
I probably did that the first time I was here.
I actually came out to greet you the first time you were here because the way I found out you were here is you connected to my Wi-Fi from across the street. And I got that notification.
The
yeah.
first time? How would I have connected? I didn't know your password.
Well, I guess it wouldn't have been the first time, yeah.
Oh, unless you just moved your router from your apartment.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, that tracks. But no, I think I was parked in front of your house. I think I texted you that I was here.
Probably.
But no, I don't think I would have realized the double door situation by then. I think it was just because I didn't want to knock and have the wrong house.
It's interesting
and
that I
and bother a stranger.
I have two doorbells now. I have the bells and the
get a
electronic
more.
One. Yeah, probably.
Get a couple more.
Actually,
there.
We have three. Because we have the analog one on the door. We have the analog one on the porch door. And then we have the video one.
Get just like a handbell that like
put
bell
on the table,
choir
right?
people. Yeah. Like you put the gloves on. And you hold it a weird way.
Sure.
And then people like give it a little ringy dingy on the
really
way.
Good too, right? And
get
then
like
get like
D
one of those
flat.
Piano key mats from Big.
Yeah.
Sort of the same thing.
I almost bought one of those for my children the other day.
Oh, you! I'm glad that you had a second thought. You would rue the day.
Well, my kids are great, but this weekend they were not top of their game, so. When I had the impulse of like, oh, I bet my kids would like that. Wasn't in the mood to reward them with random gifts. So, who knows? We'll
I think
see.
My cats are fucking in the other room.
Yeah, what's going on, kitties?
That's the fucking sound.
Oof. I make the same one, kitties. I know what's up.
Cool. And we're back. That was an interesting, cute little
bagel break.
Little bagel break.
So, doorbells... I don't like them. I mean, I guess... excuse me.
Do you think that...
I guess doorbells are fine. I don't like
people
coming to my
house. But do you
think
the cell phone has killed it?
Yeah.
But, like, how would I... If I don't know you and I'm showing up here, how...
Why
you
are you there?
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you can't just send me a message to say I'm here, what are you doing in my house? How
that's
about that?
Point. But what about the U.S. Census?
You know... The last time somebody knocked on my door was not that long ago. We had a snowstorm recently.
Yeah.
And a child, I say child, probably 15.
It's a child.
Knocked on my door.
An adolescent.
And said, hey, would you like me and my brother to shovel your driveway for $40? And I thought about it because I was about to go out and shovel my driveway, which I don't enjoy.
Like, did they need cash or did these 15-year-old have a Venmo?
Well, that's the thing. I love that he included a price, right? He didn't put it on me to make an offer.
Yeah.
40 is a little higher than I was expecting.
Sure.
Considering it was like maybe 2 inches of snow and my driveway is not that big.
Sure.
I didn't feel like haggling him down.
Yeah.
But I also didn't feel like giving him $40.
So he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I don't have cash.
I told him no, but check in next time.
Do you have cash like squirreled away now?
No, but I should.
Yeah, because I think there's going to be some snow in the future.
But yeah, I think I could probably Venmo a child.
I don't think you can. I think if you do, you get on that Matt Gaetz list.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Just based on size, the one doing the talking was the older brother. There was a smaller child out by the road. So I don't think the smaller one would have Venmo. But I feel like a high school student probably might.
Yeah.
Aren't they pushing like Venmo and Cash App on kids? Isn't probably. That the new like...
Probably.
Well,
new heroin?
Credit card companies showing up at college campuses to give you a t-shirt if you sign up. And
oh, yeah. Ugh. I vaguely remember the MTV2 Campus Invasion Tour came to my school, and my memory of it was like, boy, they sure did bring a lot of credit card companies to campus.
Yeah.
What a fun time.
Doorbells, though.
Turns out, and this is interesting. I think this is legitimately interesting because, like, how often do you really truly get to, like, learn something about yourself and be surprised by yourself? Like, tonight, I'm learning completely indifferent to doorbells.
I don't like when people come to my house. I'm fine with doorbells, I guess. But I also don't have one, so...
Huh. So you're not really fine with them.
Right. I could get like the video one that you have, or even just go buy like a cheap electric replacement one.
Mm-hmm. You should just get a timer from like Scattergories or like the buzzer, right?
The idea that someone can press a button on the front of my house and it is expected to summon me. Gross.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, let me just drop whatever important comedian stuff I'm doing to go find out what dumb garbage you are here to tell me.
How is that different than like receiving an email or a text message?
I don't like those either.
Yeah, so you just don't like people, which I get. Correct. I get that.
Remember the running bit about how you didn't have my phone number even though you did?
Yeah.
I don't give my phone number to a lot of people.
Yeah. It was a real fun moment where you're like, I don't even know if that's my phone number.
I think we talked about it in that episode. I don't know the phone number to my actual phone. I remember the phone number to my Google Voice account that forwards to my phone, but it's not a bit like gun to my head. I could not tell you what the phone number directly to that cell phone is.
Doorbells, doorbells, doorbells.
I think you're right. Cell phones are killing them.
But honestly, the Ring doorbell.
People love the Ring doorbell. They love seeing the package get delivered and stolen and delivered again. They love that.
Yeah.
I don't have a video doorbell. I just have like a camera that is attached to a robot so that when people come to my house to try to steal my packages, the robot just tears their arms off like Chewbacca.
Yeah, that's fun.
Hey, did you see Mean Chewbacca?
I did see Mean Chewbacca.
This is going to come out a couple weeks after the debut of Mean Chewbacca, so I don't think we're spoiling anything at this point, but how do you feel about Mean Chewbacca?
I like the idea of Mean Chewbacca. I think the execution was lacking, and we'll just say Mean Chewbacca was no Peter Mayhew.
My child hates Mean Chewbacca.
Yeah, I get that.
Every week, I ask my kid if she wants to watch Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. Every week, she tells me no. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to watch. What did we watch last week when it was on? Probably Bluey. So she's watching Bluey, and I'm watching Boba Fett on my tablet. Mm-hmm. And she looks over. There's me and Chewbacca, and she just goes, "I don't like him."
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm not sold either.
I just really feel like they didn't give Mean Chewbacca anything from like a character perspective or a performance perspective. It's just like, hey, let's make a mean Chewbacca.
Yeah, what if
costume.
Chewbacca was mean? Right? That's
and my very vague understanding is this is a character in some sort of like
it's probably
an existing
in a book
character.
Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. And it's a thing, and there's probably backstory and nuance to it. But what I can say is I've seen the performance from the Book of Boba Fett. You're boring.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Mean Chewbacca. Boba Fett's fine. The show, like
it's
it.
Fine.
It's.
Do you want a dirty space adventure? Great.
Yeah, I'd rather like see another season of The Mandalorian, find out what Baby Yoda's up to. But yeah. I don't know. Boba Fett. The show is fine. The character is still boring. What I like.
Yeah. It was a cool costume that a lot of people grew up fantasizing about how cool that character was because he looked cool.
Boba
didn't
Fett,
actually do anything.
Boba Fett is cool in the same way that the Millennium Falcon is fast. Where in the first one, it's all talk. Like, it is a bad spaceship. It doesn't go fast.
Sure.
It barely flies. Mm-hmm. But people really liked it. And they're like, yeah, the Millennium Falcon, so cool. Han said it's the fastest ship, so it's got to go super fast. And then they made a whole other movie to explain how cool and fast it is. When really all it is Han Solo is the guy in the Sheetz parking lot, like really talking up his modded Honda Civic. Like that's what the Millennium Falcon is. And
really?
Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Same thing. Everyone's like, he's bad dude. He barely does anything.
Yeah.
In any of the movies.
Falls into a pit because Han turned around too quickly.
Yeah. So I think if Book of Boba Fett was him just kind of Mr. Magooing his way through the Tatooine crime world, yeah. I would be way more into it. It is a little bit that. Like, he does not actively do that much stuff. Like,
no.
There's the flashbacks of him with the Tuskens.
Yeah, just.
And he does a lot of stuff there, but any like current mm-hmm. timeline, he's just like, I'm the guy now. And everyone's got to listen to me. And they're like, ah, we don't want to, though, because nobody carried you here. And he's like, I don't like that. And they're like, ah, we're going to keep bringing it up, though.
Man, we really spent a lot of time caring about and learning about the wrong subjects, huh?
Well, here's the thing. What is Boba Fett's best moment? It's in Return of the Jedi. What does Return of the Jedi have? Arguably the best doorbell in cinema history.
Are you talking about an Ewok playing Stormtrooper helmets like a xylophone?
No, but that would be a good one too. I mean, the doorbell eyeball thing that pops out when R2 and 3PO get to Jabba's palace at the beginning.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What are other good doorbells? We got Wizard of Oz doorbell. I didn't realize that guy was the wizard until like last year.
Really?
Yeah. I knew the other guy was because you see him. Or no, I think I knew he was, but not the horse guy.
Right.
There's one of the iterations of the guy where I didn't realize it was the same guy. You know he's the old man.
When you're going
at the
to
beginning.
Wizard of Oz as a reference for like cool doorbell, like that says everything. There are no other cool doorbells.
Jacob Marley, I already said. The one in the...
That's not even a doorbell. That's a knocker.
Good point. I mean, I guess the droid eyeball that pops out isn't a bell either, but it's still cool as hell.
It's closer to a ring than not.
It is. I mean, it is essentially a ring doorbell because it's got a big eyeball, so it's like a camera. So George Lucas invented those too. So you're welcome, world. So
but like, what? There literally are no cord. Like, what does the White House have a doorbell?
Yeah, but it probably plays like some old timey racist song.
Yeah.
So people don't like to talk about it.
That's true. I mean, they could just disconnect it, right? Or is it part of their heritage?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Probably plays Dixie because Lincoln loved that Dixie song.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, people would think, "Oh, well he's the North." But he's like,
"God,
you know what?
Damn it, this slaps.
It's a bop. Like I'm not thrilled that I love it so much, but I do. So we're going to That's the new doorbell at the White House. Thanks, Abe.
Do you think top secret places have doorbells as like a layer of defense, right? Like NORAD and Area 51 probably have doorbells.
I'm trying to think. So the beginning of War Games,
which everybody knows is 100% accurate.
I mean, it is based on real events. Where they go into the bunker and there's like the key thing and the turn your key, sir.
Yeah.
Does anybody ring a doorbell at the beginning of that?
I don't know.
I think they push a button for an elevator. I don't know if it's a doorbell.
The guard, the security booth at a parking lot is sort of like a human powered doorbell.
Sure. What do you think is the biggest doorbell in the world? Because I feel like it would be a weird thing to have to measure. Because you're like, well, what are we measuring? The bell? The button?
I'm going to say...
Did pyramids have doorbells?
I'm going to say it's at the Vatican.
Oh, they
the
probably...
The Pope has, like, the biggest fucking that, doorbell. Right? And it's probably... He's got, like, a gilded...
It costs $1 billion and he could sell it and feed the whole world. Yeah. But instead...
Yeah, it's just for his DoorDash.
It's just, yeah, when... yeah, I'm not going to beat DoorDash. I was trying to think of like something else that would get delivered when his new hat from Amazon gets there. DoorDash is better.
Yeah, I think my money would either be with the Pope or Jeff Bezos. Right? Because his doorbell is probably like the world's biggest like Alexa dot or some shit like that.
Yeah. Like you press a button and like the circle on the floor around you lights up and it's like, hey, Phil, what's going on? You here to see Jeff?
Oh my God.
Because his Alexa, it doesn't have the regular voice. It's got like a really annoying one because he sucks and he likes it. It's his voice. It's his dumb, bad, terrible voice because that's how he sounds. He's like, hey, it's me. It's Jeff. It's me, Robot Jeff.
It has to clarify that it's a robot.
Yeah, well, because it's not like you can talk to somebody through your Ring doorbell, but it's not that. He's not talking to you. It's an AI version of Jeff Bezos. He calls it Jeffy, but he doesn't like it when other people do it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a little diminutive. He's like, you don't know Jeffy like I do, so please call my robot Jeffrey. Man, Jeff Bezos, what a piece of garbage.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that dude.
Yeah.
I can say it now because my special's not on Amazon Prime anymore. Oh, you know what? The Favorite still is. Hey, Jeff is great. Real top tier stuff. So go watch The Favorite on Amazon Prime.
Huh.
Fuck you, Jeff.
Biggest doorbell, though. I really do think it's probably some bullshit at Vatican City.
It's probably, it's probably the Vatican. It's like they made it out of...
Or like it's in the British, maybe it's in the British Museum, and they stole it and just haven't given it back yet.
No, I'm thinking. I agree. Vatican. I think Vatican. It is made of, and then I couldn't think of the most valuable element.
Strontium.
It's not strontium. I know we've talked a lot about gallium on this show, but that would make a terrible bell. That thing would melt so quick.
Hmm.
Bismuth bell would look cool, but probably wouldn't ring and would definitely break when you try to ring it.
Oh, mercury bells are where it's at, though.
Those are just a goopy bell.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good, though. It's so good. You stick your finger in it, and it, like, swishes around, and then you go crazy. Then you go crazy and die.
And it's your death throes is the sound. That's the doorbell sound.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's the doorbell for death's door.
You scream in agony.
Hey, speaking of doorbells... We're going to take a break. It's not a good segue.
We didn't even do that yet?
No, we didn't do it. We're going to step aside, pay some bills. Well, we're going to open up the ad mailbox and find out if anybody paid us $8. Remember, if you want your message on this podcast, just find us on the internet, give us $8, and we will talk about whatever you want us to talk about during our ad break. Check that out, and we'll be back at the end to see how we did and pull up the original entry on Wikipedia for doorbell.
Hey friends, it's me, Glenn Tickle, your friend from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast that you're listening to. I'm here with my special guest, John Lunger.
Hey Glenn, thank you so much for having me.
I thought this, if we made the ad, be like a fun interview thing.
Oh yeah, no, I'm a longtime listener, big fan of the show, and it's just sort of an honor to be talking with you and being a part of this ad spot. So I'm down for anything.
Well, John, this week, as we've talked about, you know, people give us $8 and we talk about their thing. This week's episode of the Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by Rhodium.
Rhodium.
The most expensive element.
Oh my gosh.
I Googled it because it wasn't directly related to the topic, so it didn't feel like cheating.
You know, I think that's what I like so much about your approach to the podcast is really, you know, the care and sanctity that you treat rewriting Wikipedia pages with. So yeah, Rhodium. Yeah. I'm excited. I don't know anything about Rhodium.
Well, as of 2020, the most expensive non-synthetic... God damn it.
No, it's okay, bud. You're doing great, man.
It's non-synthetic. It's not the most expensive one. Google
did you dirty?
Google did me dirty. I just typed in most expensive element, and then it came up. It was like, oh, rhodium. But it's not rhodium, is it? If it's the most expensive non-synthetic element. Wikipedia.
So do you want to, like, take...
Well, there's a page for prices of chemical elements.
Right, do you
want on Wikipedia.
Okay.
And you would think... Well, just tell me the most expensive one.
Do you want to reschedule? I can come
back. I want to burn Wikipedia down to the ground,
okay,
is what I want to do.
Sure.
Because I'm angry at it.
Right.
For doing me dirty. Radium has a negative price.
Because you have to pay people to get rid of it.
You just get that out of here. Some of them just say not traded. That's it. Tennessine, not traded. You can't even get it.
What's the most fungible element?
Oh, boy. Probably, you got to think nitrogen. There's no way.
So is our interview over?
Well, the thing is, I have to find out what it is.
Okay. Should I go?
Yeah, leave your own house while I look on Wikipedia.
I mean, it's pretty cold.
Polonium?
Jabronium? This week's episode of the Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by Jabronia.
For $8, use code smell what the element is stinking. And we're back. It's Francium.
Oh, yeah?
According to Cora, which is a pretty reliable thing, some guy on there, he's a former chemistry lecturer at Mulhall Science College.
Yeah, that's cool. Well...
$1 billion per gram.
Let's go the opposite direction in reliability and sources. I've got Wikipedia open, and in front of me, I have the page for doorbell. And good news, somebody really tried to make this page a thing.
Oof.
Somebody, honestly, there's more on here than there should be, though it's not a very long page. But to get us started, the article that we're reading is about auditory signals for doorways.
All right, that's a bit of a reach. I mean, we did say, like, other things, like rocks and whatever. Mm-hmm. But
for the type of computer interrupt, see interrupt doorbell.
Nope.
And for the White Stripes song, see my doorbell. Great. Mm-mm. White Stripes song. Love it.
I can't think of it at the moment, but...
I've been thinking about my doorbell. When are you going to ring it? When are you going to ring it?
I don't know that one.
It's a good one. A doorbell is a signaling device typically placed near a door to a building's entrance.
Not typically. If it's not near a door, it's not a doorbell, then is it?
When a visitor presses a button, the bell rings inside the building, alerting the occupant to the presence of the visitor. Although the first doorbells were mechanical, activated by pulling a cord connected to a bell, modern doorbells are electric, operated by a push-button switch.
Now, see, I'm going to call that into question because they say the first doorbells were operated by pulling a cord.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first doorbells were literally just a bell you picked up and rang.
I really do think so, too.
Like, citation needed, mm-hmm, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. A Scottish inventor. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of a bell. We
sure
didn't think about bells that are mounted on, like, store doors that when you open them, they ring. We talked a little bit about it because of my front porch.
I think...
But, like, that's another type of doorbell we didn't talk about really all that much.
Yeah.
The one that you don't push a button. It's just when you open the door, it alerts.
Like when you go in a Hooper store.
Right. That was invented by a Scottish inventor named William Murdoch.
Well,
in
Will,
1817.
Great job. Those have been annoying people at their job for 200 years.
Yeah, and so he did some stuff with compressed air as well. The early 1900s is electric doorbells are commonplace. The very first, the precursor to the electric doorbell, so kind of the first, kind of, is a bell that could be rung at a distance via an electric wire. And it was invented by Joseph Henry around 1831.
I mean, you got to think this is a pretty early thing you can do. Like, if you take, if you're learning to futz with electronics as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
sure.
Doorbell.
Like, yeah, back when Radio Shack was a thing, you could build a doorbell pretty
yeah.
easily.
Yeah, doorbell is like a pretty entry level
right.
thing. So as people are figuring out electricity, one of the probably easiest things to do with it is make a thing make a sound.
Yeah. You know, you keep reading in this page, and it really focuses on like simple circuits and like that kind of exactly what you're talking about. There's a lot of focus on electric doorbells, almost no mention of the analog stuff. You've got a whole section on wireless doorbells, which just feels like padding.
Yeah.
You know, smart doorbells is its own section, which apparently is different than digital doorbells. It's not a good page. And if I'm being honest with you, it's suspect in its sources. And I wonder, has there ever been any books written on the history of doorbells or any, like, I don't, this feels like an opportunity. If someone wanted to carve out a very specific and boring niche, you could be like the world's preeminent doorbell expert. I don't think there is one. I think that is a vacant position right now.
Could be you. I don't want to do it. No. That doesn't sound fun or interesting in any way. I'm just going to type in world's largest doorbell and see how bad Wikipedia can fuck me again.
Wikipedia or Google?
Wikipedia. Well, because Google just pulled up the Wikipedia thing about rhodium, which was some bullshit. Non-synthetic. Eat a fart, Wikipedia. I hate you. I hope nobody gives you $3. How about that?
Hey, real quick.
I hope you do close.
Real quick, eat a fart, and you want me to, like, catch the gas, and then would I have to freeze it? Like, how would I make that fart solid so I could eat it?
You're going to have to put it under pressure. That would be my assumption.
Wouldn't that just be a bunch of shit particles that I'd have to eat then?
No, because, like, the gas would condense to a liquid. And then if you
have to freeze it. So I guess drinking a fart would be easier is what you're saying.
Or at least less
steps, maybe.
Is it about what's easiest or is it about...
Oh, it's about filling time until you find out the world's largest doorbell.
It's just showing me links to buy Ring doorbells.
Ugh.
I don't want a Ring doorbell. I want to steal the one from the Vatican in National Treasure 5. Is that how many there are? Three national treasures?
Oh, there's only two. There's going to be a TV show. Yeah.
Well, because I know we already did one about Taft, I think.
Yeah.
So I was trying to remember where we left off in our extension of the franchise. I want to steal the doorbell of the Vatican.
Love it.
Because the Pope said that people who don't have kids are selfish. And I thought that was a shitty thing to say. So I'm going to take his doorbell. And then how do you know people are there? Idiot. I'll show you. Got your doorbell.
It's pretty equitable, actually.
Seems fair to me.
Some good funge.
I'll steal from the Pope.